Welcome to the September edition of the Popcast, produced as always by the Goethe-Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2. One of the five new albums from Germany we'll be showcasing for this month is by Lucy Kruger, a South African who's been based in Berlin for a few years now. I asked her what particular German expressions have stuck with her. She cited Reißverschlussverfahren, the German term for zipper merge in traffic, an expression she learnt from a musician friend of hers for whom she played drums on tour.
And he was constantly saying a word that I'm going to get very wrong, but I'm going to try. He would say Reißverschlussverfahren.
Sometimes we don't realise how complicated German sounds till we hear a foreigner like Lucy Kruger from South Africa using it. Kruger will be telling us about her new album on this podcast, as will the bands Jelke from Berlin and Gas Wasser Indie Pop from Kiel. We'll also be rediscovering Baby You Know, a Bavarian-based band who found friends from all over the world and then went their separate ways decades ago. But let's get started with a Canadian expat who settled down in Cologne. Chilly Gonzalez will be officially releasing his new album, Gonzo, on September the 13th. Gonzalez is also learning German, as he recounts on the track ICE.
Mein Deutschrap, Schnapsidee, aber ich mach das anyway. Könntest du sehen, was ich seh, aus dem Fenster im ICE. ICE, 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 ICE. Small talk in verspäteten Zügen. Entschuldigung, kann kaum Deutsch, muss noch üben.
Was machst du beruflich?
Ich bin Musik, ich bin Kunst, ich bin künstlich, ich bin Punk, ich bin pünktlich, Servus, Mahlzeit, grüß dich. Bin wie Brahms, ein klarer Schumann, Groupie, schnelle Nummer, Schumi. Besessen wie Fitzcarraldo, Wolfgang Amadeus Falco.
Hallo.
Was steckt unter dem Dindelkleid, Einigkeit, Disziplin und Fleiß und billig Fleisch, Klimastreik bei der Metzgerei, festgeklebt im Vierten Reich, Haiti Deich kennt mein dichter Kreis, Chili eiskalt, Antarktika, meine Kunst ist entartete. Ich bin Kasper David Friedrich in den Gebirgen, über Mensch Friedrich Nietzsche ist mein Lieblingscomedian. Kabelsalat mit Kummerspeck.
Was?
Deutsches Essen wird unterschätzt. Meine Witze sind schlecht übersetzt. Get reich or stirb trying. 50 Cent.
Mein Deutschrap, Schnapsidee. Aber ich mach das anyway. Könntest du sehen, was ich seh? Aus dem Fenster im ICE. ICE. ICE.
First in meinem Fädel, Judenrapper, MC Bagel, aus dem Kiffennebel, Struwel Peter, mit langen Fingernägeln, sehr. Bin der Bösewicht ohne Umhang, Klavierklang, wir Sturm und Drang, Haters haben Hunger auf mein Untergang. Sie trinken Kamillentee, ich esse Camel Toe, Gonzo, Porno, Drehbuch von Adorno. Fame Tongue geht mich nur peripher. Ich go everywhere mit einem Joint in meinem Necessaire. Trainingsanzug, aber schickimicki. Ich bin reich wie Renitzki. Kopfkino immer kinky. Ich bin christlich wie Klaus Kinski. Mein Deutschrap, Schnapsidee. Aber ich mach das anyway. Könntest du sehen, was ich seh? Aus dem Fenster im ICE. ICE, 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 ICE. Das Vaterland ist kein trister Ort. Quadratisch, praktisch, gut, Rittersport. Ich lebte früher wie Gott in Frankreich. Aber süßer ist es hier, marzipanweich. Ich liebe dich. Aber ich bin kritisch. Dieses Lied ist mein Liebesbrief an die Bundesrepublik. Hier bin ich nie allein, im ICE, vom Berghain bis nach Hildesheim.
That was Chilly Gonzalez rapping his love letter to West Germany, as he puts it. The track is entitled ICE, as in Intercity Express Train, and it's on his new album Gonzo, due out on September the 13th.
Ich glaube, dass dieses Lied spricht für sich. This song speaks for itself. ICE, das wichtigste Teil von dieses Lied ist.
I think this song speaks for itself. The most important part of it is, can you see what I see from the window of the ICE? Taking pride in being German is basically verboten in Germany, except for right-wing extremists. For my circle of friends and my world, it's always a bit taboo. But when a foreigner comes here, if you can see what I see from the outside, then it's possible to create a lot of beautiful and positive and absurd images about living in Germany in 2024, such as the cliché that German rail is efficient and punctual. People who live in Germany know that this isn't true at all. For my first, and probably last, German rap song, I think this was a good first try.
Deutsche Bahn effizient und pünktlich, und die Leute, die in Deutschland lebt, wissen, das ist auf keinen Fall richtig. So, by taking the clichés and exploring what lies behind them, das war eine gute erste Versuch für meine erste und wahrscheinliche letzte deutsche Rap-Song.
Chili Gonzalez raps, and in several languages at that. Gonzalez came to Berlin from Canada with Feist and Peaches back in the late 90s. He toured Europe's clubs with Peaches doing a sweat-soaked brand of electro rap, as featured in a documentary film that came out this year. Chili declared himself president of the Berlin Underground before he left that scene for some solo piano albums in Paris, which is where he also produced Feist's album The Reminder, featuring her worldwide hit song 1-2-3-4. He's been living in Cologne for several years now. Since the death of Tina Turner in 2023, who lived in Cologne back in the 1980s and 90s, he has been campaigning for the city's Richard Wagner Street to be rechristened Tina Turner Street. The campaign went viral after Chili's performance of the single Fuck Wagner on Jan Böhmermann's satirical late-night TV talk show Magazin Royal. Chili Gonzalez, whose real name is Jason Beck, is the son of Ashkenazi Jews who were forced to flee Hungary during World War II. He loves Wagner's work, but deplores his anti-Semitism. Gonzalez's new album, Gonzo, which is his nickname, combines his two forties, piano and Sprechgesang, or recitative. Gonzo explains the personal reasons why he put out nothing but instrumental music for so many years and is only now adding lyrics again.
Vielleicht auch ein Grund war, dass ich in Psychotherapie war.
One reason may be that I was in analysis. Lyrics are a very good strategy, which I made use of. When the psychotherapy was over, lyrics suddenly came to me in two, almost three languages, French, English, and a smattering of German. So I said to myself, the lyrics are coming to me, so let's go. We'll do a rap record.
Let's go. Wir machen ein Rap-Album nochmal. Ich hatte viel Dinge zu sagen. Ja, der roten Faden ist immer für die Zuhörer finden, aber ich kann ein paar Hinweise geben, weil ich glaube, ich habe immer diese besessene Interesse, auch das Rolle zum Künstler in unserer Gesellschaft. Fuck Wagner ist eine Lied in diese topic.
The album's theme is my obsession with the artist's role in society. Fuck Wagner, for instance, is a song about that. But there's also a more personal exploration of the role of the artist in our society. In the track Gonzo, for example, for which I created a separate persona. I think Neoclassical Massacre is a very contemporary song about the artist's responsibility to be authentic. Or does an artist always have to find a compromise with algorithms? That's an important question too, to which there may be no good answer. But I think my lyrics are good at asking provocative questions, even if I don't have any good answers.
Ich glaube, meine Lyrics sind gut für provokatives Fragen stellen, sogar wenn ich keine gute Antwort habe.
Gonzalez recorded Gonzo with a new band, all of whom compose music themselves too. They all know that what counts isn't virtuosity, explains Chili, but the songs. And that's what matters to him on the new record. After this Cologne-based Canadian, let's zip emerge back into the expat lane with another Anglo-expat in Germany, Lucy Kruger from South Africa. As Lucy Kruger and the Lost Boys, she's put out a new album this year called A Human Home. Let's check out the song Rooms.
Don't have yourself center around the
person you're with and you're with.
Go. Don't have yourself center around the
person you're with and you're with.
Go.
Rooms is a song by Lucy Kruger and the Lost Boys, which she wrote with her best friend in Cape Town, whose voice can also be heard on the track. The song is about their relationship. Lucy says you should never become dependent on another person, or seek a kind of home in another person, hence the album title, A Human Home. This new, intimate album mixes art pop, chamber pop, and experimental music. During the lockdown, Kruger struggled with loneliness in Berlin, her newly adopted hometown, and asked friends and fans to share stories, poems and drawings with her about coping with isolation. But the lyrics of her new songs are also about a global political problem. Capitalism's demands on us to be functional at all times.
I think quite a few of my songs seem to be about wanting to undo some of the training that teaches you to be polite. So at the end, there's a kind of a call for a lover to come and save me with her unusual. Just to want to break out from some kind of control and to feel the animal that we are. I suppose just a call to feeling alive.
Lucy's music calls to mind PJ Harvey, though without the dominant guitar. A Human Home is Kruger's first album not to be based on classical guitar. Instead, she uses synthesizer, drum sounds and guitar drones. She'll be performing the album live in Germany and elsewhere in Europe in November. Her band, The Lost Boys, actually include girls, too. You can follow her on Patreon, a platform on which you pay for exclusive content. the advantage being that it enables her to earn a little money before the actual album release, which helps her bridge the interval between touring with the previous album and writing new songs.
So I've had a Patreon channel, I suppose, for a few years now, and I started it because somebody who listens to my music asked if, during COVID actually, if there was a way that he could support. And I had been thinking about it for a while. And so I just kind of gave it a go. And it's been, for me, a very meaningful process. Financially, it helps a bit. It's definitely quite a small, it's a small little bit of income, but what it does for me most of all is keep me accountable to my process. And so what I do is I write songs. You can shape it however you want to, but I write songs. And so it's really a space of process for me. And it keeps me writing and it keeps me engaged. And so, yeah, I'm just in relationship with the craft the whole time. And that sounds like an obvious thing that you would always be doing that, but I think in the way that I make music and the where I am at, there's a lot of other work that goes into being a musician that isn't actually the music part, and that you can kind of lose track a bit. You can lose track of your process and you can end up spending more time on the things around the music, and that feels very bad. And Patreon has given me, yeah, space to create consistently, which is just very, very important. So, yeah, meaningful to me in that way, most of all.
That was Lucy Kruger explaining the advantages of having her own Patreon channel. Our next featured act were making music long before the advent of social media, let alone subscription and payment service providers for content creators. Back in the 1990s, Baby You Know, a band from the Regensburg, Landshut and Straubing area of Bavaria, were already making music we'd call indie folk nowadays. They were basically pioneers in Germany, paving the way for a genre that has since caught on in this country in a big way. Which is probably one reason that Bureau B, a venerable reissue label in Hamburg, is now releasing Baby You Know's best early albums digitally for the first time. Let's check out their song, Blind Man's Bluff.
She gave me the keys to her room, so where can I find you? Showed me your pictures of a mother, I said she looked a lot like you. All the books around the place where we slept, footsteps outside by window. When I asked her for everything, she said everything neath the sun is yours. The blind man's bluff, come to realize I've come to realize now. Blind man's bluff, I'm out of time. She said they are all long gone lovers, I said mine are long gone too. I could have spent my whole life watching her getting undressed. Her body, her body, her body, this is the worst part of town. Couldn't think of any place better, you'd better be honest and true. The blind. Blind man's blood, I've come to realize.
son is yours. A blind man's blood. I've come to realize, I've come to realize now. You're blind man's blood. A matter of time, time now. A blind man's blood. I've come to realize, I've come to realize now. You're blind man's blood. It's a matter of time.
Ja, blind man's blood. Beginnt ja mit diesem Bassriff, wie viele der besten Baby You Know Songs mit einem.
Like many of the best Baby You Know Songs, Blind Man's Bluff begins with this bass riff by Robert Pirschen, which is crucial for the song. A bass riff can be almost as full of longing and romanticism as the lyrics. Back then I was trying to write a great love song in the tradition of Bob Dylan's Love Minus Zero, which is of course unattainable. But I can still feel the passion in the song today. And there are lots of things in it that really were like that. The books lying around the bed, the photos of the mother in her youth. I still cherish the song today, and I hope it can mean something to other people too.
Die Jugendfotos der Mutter, das Lied ist bis heute sehr nah an meinem Herzen, und ich hoffe, es kann auch anderen Leuten was bedeuten.
That was Erhard Gründel talking about the song Blind Man's Bluff by his band Baby You Know. It's on their second album, Clear Water, which came out back in 1992 and is now at long last available in a digital version, as is their whole debut album, To Live Is to Fly, from 1990. It's a widespread problem that some records from the 1990s are not available digitally today, owing to problems with the labels, the publishers or the rights, to any samples they use, for example. As for Baby You Know, two of their five albums can now be streamed online. Back in the day, Baby You Know were part of the pop music scene and had international admirers from the get-go, including the American country music legend Townes Van Zandt, who regrettably died too young. Baby You Know's first album, To Live Is to Fly, is named after a Van Zandt song. Van Zandt used to pay them a visit in Bavaria from time to time. And then there's Robert Forster of the Australian indie darlings The Go-Betweens. Forster met and fell in love with the band's violinist and singer, Karin Bäumler, moved into the band's shared house in the countryside near Regensburg, and the couple got married. Karin Bäumler-Forster remembers those days.
Unsere erste Platte, To Live Is to Fly, war sehr von Aufregung und irgendwie Aufbruchstimmung bestimmt. Also ich war gerade frisch in die Band eingestiegen.
Our first record, To Live Is to Fly, was all aflush with excitement and optimism. I had just joined the band. We were brimming with enthusiasm, and Michi, our guitarist, had just finished building his own studio. It was in Landshut, and we started recording there. It was a wonderful time. Chaotic too. We were trying out all sorts of different things, and just being in a studio and seeing how it all worked was fascinating. Far out. The second record was a whole nother story. We were a little older by then. We recorded it in Regensburg. I was already married to Robert, and he produced that second album, Clear Water. That alone gave it a whole different character, way less chaotic. We rehearsed a lot, 4 or 5 days a week. In the evening after classes at university, we'd all go to the rehearsal room, which was in the attic of a Regensburg bar called Banana. There was plenty of junk in there, but we did have a little stage. Robert contributed his experience and gave the song structure and order, which did the band a world of good. The recordings too, I think. Clear Water turned out to be a gem, a gorgeous album, if you ask me.
Das hat der Band sehr gut getan, und ich glaube den Aufnahmen auch. Also Clear Water ist ein Schmuckstück geworden, meiner Meinung nach, ein wunderschönes Album.
That was Karin Bäumler-Forster reminiscing about the late 80s and early 90s when Baby You Know got started. Karin and her husband Robert worked together to finish writing a song that Robert's band, the Go-Betweens, hadn't managed to complete before disbanding. The song was called I Love You Still, and they wrote it for Baby You Know. In the late 1990s, after several albums and a final concert in the country music capital of Memphis, Tennessee, their band split up too. Karin then moved to Australia with Robert, where they still make music. Some of their kids are already playing in bands of their own. Two other members of Baby You Know, Michi and Robert, the bassist, have since lived in the US and Portugal, on a farm in France and a boat in the Mediterranean. And the singer and guitarist, Erhard Grundl, now lives in Berlin, where he represents the Green Party in the Bundestag and brings pop culture into the German parliament with quotes ranging from St. Vincent to Lana Del Rey. Let's linger in the capital for a trio who decided during the lockdown to release 10 albums in just 4 years. Jelka have just come out with their fourth record to date. It opens with a tune called Smile Into Skies. They first came together during the lockdown and have already put out 4 albums. Jelka from Berlin, named after Jelke Wiemeyer, the trio's bassist and singer. Fans know Wiemeyer from her previous bands, including Gewalt and Eagle Boston, in which she played with drummer Christian Obermeier, who's part of the Jelka project now too. The trio's guitarist, Daniel Matteo, on the other hand, is better known as a jack-of-all-trades in the Berlin club scene. Among other things, he's a music publisher for the likes of DJ Kotze, Annika and Moderat. Matteo has also served as the manager of Sascha Ring, better known by his stage name Apparat, and as an organizer at various venues. He formed a dub duo with Tom Thiel called Bus and was part of Gut und Gut's Ocean Club. Wehmeyer, Obermeyer and Matteo are now making post-kraut music as Jelka. Jelka Wehmeyer listens closely as a musician, but also has her ears to the ground for present-day goings-on, as you can tell from the lyrics of the song Smile into Skies.
Eine unserer Assoziationen oder Inspirationen war tatsächlich Alice im Wunderland.
One of our associations or inspirations was actually Alice in Wonderland. It came to us at a time when we felt like moving further away from everyday life than is perhaps already possible in music. I wrote these lyrics with Daniel in a form of call and response. For my part, I really like the word switchen. I find birds extremely interesting anyway, and it bugs me that their switchen, chirping, has given way to tweeting. I've never liked that overlap of meaning. Sometimes I just try to dig words out of all that verbal undergrowth and get a little closer to their original meaning. Same goes for Raunen, murmuring, because the line, Blaues Rauschen ohne Raunen, blue rustling without murmuring, is supposed to mean perceiving sounds or things purely, as opposed to all the messages, words and things constantly bombarding us. I have the feeling there's a great deal of murmuring, and it might be nicer to simply listen to the rustling.
That was some media and language criticism by Jelka Wehmeyer. And just in case it whizzed over your head a little too fast, she has also recorded the lyrics to Smile into Sky for us without the music. Here's a word-for-word translation.
Dazwischen, zwischen, zwischen.
In between, between, between.
In die Tiefe, in die Weite.
Into the depths, into the distance.
Kein Tuscheln, kein Zischen, aber Zwitschern.
No whizzing, no hissing, but chirping.
Blaues Rauschen ohne Raunen, Staunen.
Blue rustling without murmuring, amazing.
Hinter Hütchen, hinter Spiegeln, über Hügeln und in Nistern.
Behind little huts, behind mirrors, over hills and in Nesseltoe.
That was Jelka unplugged, so to speak. The lyrics to the other numbers on the band's fourth album, which is simply called For, as in the English preposition, are about wild boar in the vegan band's kitchen, the Doors revisiting their crystal ship, and the question, who wants to go to America? Plus, there are some mixed German-English lyrics and a groovy instrumental 1960s vibe, as though they were embarking on a great big voyage, as the band describe it themselves. And last but not least, let's leave Berlin behind and head up north to Kiel for a new band called Gas Wasser Indie Pop, whose singer explains how they came up with such an off-the-wall moniker.
Wir heißen mit Nachnamen Klengel, Kock, Klausen und Gede.
Our last names are Klengel, Kock, Klausen and Gede. We figure that sounds like a sleazy law firm that also handles gas, water and shit on the side. So we called ourselves Gas Wasser Indie Rock and tweaked it to Gas Wasser Indie Pop because it sounds cuter.
Im Grunde sind wir Punker.
Basically, we're punks. But our workmate Pop is important to us too. Personally, I'm not into all that banging around. We've got guitar, drums, bass, Vox organ, synths, and various drum machines from my collection. Plus my sexy voice. That's the sound of GWI.
That's the sound of GWI.
That was Jochen Gede, Gas Wasser Indie Pop's lead singer, on the band's Weird Handle. Gede. Now, wasn't there a band with a singer by that name? Why, yes. Gede became known as the voice of a humorous punk band with the outlandish moniker Keine Zähne im Maul, aber La Paloma pfeifen. Or Toothless Mouth, but Whistling La Paloma. The word Maul, colloquial German for mouth, also comes up in the title of his new band's debut album, namely 15 Zoll Maul, or 15-inch mouth. The album features some old-school post-punk songs with organ. Geda is backed up in Gasswasser Indie Pop by the instrumentalists from another band based in northern Germany, Die Bullen, which means cops, who actually dress like cops, and who recorded him in a practice room after his band had finished rehearsing. The songs on the new album are about bullshit jobs and unbearable co-workers, as in the song Mobbing Mambo No. 5, peppered with reminiscences of the Klaus Lemke 1970s cult film Rocker and the Hamburg musician Knarf Rellum. Rellum calls Jochen Geda his little brother, and Geda pays tribute to Rellum's spoken word song Autobiography of a Heater in his Autobiography of a Fan Heater. The only difference being that Geda draws on his own youth and his own musical memories in his song. Fans of this venerable North German institution are sure to smile at his personal anecdotes, which are told in the grumpy, though not exasperated, voice of an old geezer. Let's hear what he has to say about a song on which he rewinds, albeit on his Walkman. 20 years in advertising is about my first job. My mother sent me out to distribute promotional leaflets when I was about 10. I lasted about 20 years. It was the perfect job for me back then. I walked around listening to my Walkman the whole time and giving my little legs a workout. It was fun. And we hope you'll have fun listening to this closing number. So much for our September podcast. Angie Portman will be back in October with another handful of nifty new releases from Germany. This is Dazzling Dave Creedon signing off on the English version of Ralf Summer's podcast.
Straße pimmeln mich. I've got a six-pack and nothing to do. Alter Landwirt Marienhöhe. I wanna know if you are lonely. Falkenweg und Bussardweg. Schieß my ex, can't cross it from my memories. Westerstraße und im Kloster. That's when I reach for my revolver. Listen to my 9mm go back. Über Friedhof durch den Pommernweg. Von Decknest, die Kenner say. Dann Ziegerstraße und im Tannig. Die My War von Black Flag. Auf die Berge, tiefen Tal. Von Blumenfeld, die Letal Noir. Lerchenweg und die Unterführung. Die unten von der